The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. And what they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states.
All right, this is big news, and I usually don't run. Stu Peters came out of nowhere. I don't know where the hell this guy came from, but he seems to be pretty damn honest, pretty straightforward, and a little pissed off, which I love the equation of that. And it's talking about this gentleman that is in Canada, and the judge sided with him. He said, look, I'm being told I've got to do this, that, and the other because of the COVID-19 crisis. I need to see that there's actually a crisis going on, and the judge agreed. Here's Stu Peters' presentation. I could chop this up, but it wouldn't be fair to Peters, and, well, I'd just be a cut-and-paste guy and run a little bit of that and make commentary and make it my own. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give the support to the people that are doing the right thing out there.
Well, we are happy to break news out of Canada that the Daily Mail will not touch. None of the mainstream media is going to touch this. These propagandists are going to hide this from you because this is encouraging to freedom fighters, patriots, who want to take matters into their own hands and stand up against this tyrannical, overreaching system of mandates that forces you to muzzle yourself with an ineffective face diaper, socially distance away from your family, stop giving hugs, not visiting grandma, masking up your kids in school for 10 hours a day, possibly while you're exercising. It's all ridiculous. But breaking out of Alberta today, mandatory masking is coming to an end. Kids will not be masking when they return to school. Mandatory quarantine will be ending. Contact tracing, testing for mild symptoms, it's all done. They will now be recognizing COVID as a mild flu and treating it as such. Freedom has won in Alberta, proving that fighting does work. Joining us now is Patrick King, a devoted father of two, a proud Canadian. You were fined $1,200 for violating the COVID-19 Public Health Act for being in a group larger than 10, which I'm assuming is what lit the fire inside of you. And it appears that you, sir, were a part of the efforts that we can now celebrate today. Tell us about it.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me on, Stu. On December 5th, we held a rally. So in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada, we have been known as the only city in Canada to hold the longest rally against all these government mandates that they've been putting in with regards to even our industries. I started back about 4 years ago. I'm an oil and gas worker, have been for over 17 years. I also hold a degree in occupational health and safety and environment. And when they started to attack our industry out here, I started getting a little bit more vocal. So we've held rallies on our streets with regards to oil and gas and this government that we have for over 3.5 years. And on December 5th, we were celebrating our our 200th week of being on the corner on a Saturday morning protesting. And on that particular day, COVID mandates were implemented and they were going on for the last little while. And I was obviously targeted because of my voice, and I know this, and it's in the transcripts in the court. I was targeted, and I received a ticket of $1,200. So I waited for my time in court. I ended up getting it on May the 4th, finally, and I went into court, and I produced some information that I needed to request in order to put up a good, plausible defense. And my material that I requested was the isolation of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and I wanted it isolated and not in a lab setting or in a PCR test, because we know the PCR tests, they're overspun. We know we're not stupid people. Right. We know, we research, we look.
Yes.
So in doing that, they kind of shut me out of the court. I was supposed to be in court on May the 18th. All of a sudden I get, once I deliver all of this, and I get told as a self-representative, I can, the judge has to advocate for me and steer me in the right direction. At which time she allowed me to subpoena Dina Hinshaw, who is our chief medical officer of health for Alberta, who basically, what my defense was to be, was I needed proof that you have isolated the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and that therefore the science would give you the backing for your public health act.
Which in plain and simple terms means prove to me that a pandemic exists. Prove to me that we're all going to die. Prove to me that this thing is raging out of control and that people are dying from this thing.
100%. And if they did that, then I would be no problem. I would say, okay, you're right. You've got this. I'll put this mask on. Well, as soon as I subpoenaed her, I got an officer shows up at my door 3 days later. He says, Mr. King, I need your address. I said, oh, you mean the address you're at right now? You that address? Yeah, well, I need your email address. And I said, well, the same email address that's on all my correspondence with you guys and all this stuff? You already have it. Well, I need your telephone number. I said, you mean the telephone number that you call me on all the time? And he's kind of looking dumb, and he says, well, I'm just here to tell you that your court case has been canceled. I was like, this can't happen. You can't cancel my court case. And he kind of snickered. Well, I ended up calling the courthouse, got it rescheduled. And upon the rescheduling, I got it in. And next thing I know, I'm being subpoenaed by Dina Hinshaw's lawyers now on a Sunday morning at 11:53 in the morning. I timestamped process server serving me this. In less than 24 hours, I had to be in behind closed chambers with Dina Hinshaw's lawyers and the judges. And I'm like, okay, well, this is odd. This is what's called a procedural violation. You cannot service somebody a subpoena less than 24 hours before court. And I knew they were up to something dirty. When I got the subpoena, we went into court. I get into court the next day. I call procedural violation 100%. They said, yes, it's a procedural violation. I said, okay, Your Honor, well, let's adjourn it to Wednesday. And this would have been July 24th. And I would have been in court. And she says, no, we can't. I said, Your Honor, this is a procedural violation. And well, when that happened, Dina Hinshaw's lawyer spoke up. And she said, well, Your Honor, Mr. King is requesting evidence that we cannot give. And I was kind of like, what? And I sent you a screenshot of it. And in the screenshot, it says, the chief medical officer of health has no material evidence to provide Mr. King for his defense. Which basically means everything that I requested in Schedule A, which is the isolation of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, that needs to be 100% isolated in order to base your scientific facts on these public health acts, you don't have material evidence for this. And they said no. And I had to reiterate again to the lawyer or to the judge. I said, Your Honor, just for the record, I want it to be on the record, duly noted, that the Chief Medical Officer of Health of Alberta does not have material evidence I request. She says, yes, Mr. King, they did say that. Perfect. I lose the subpoena on Dina Hinshaw. That's okay, because what had happened is a procedural violation. Now, what they've done is the court system actually bamboozled me and sent me in the wrong direction, which is a violation of my rights as a Canadian citizen. I go in on the 24th, and I couldn't believe it. There are attorney general prosecutors from Ottawa in the courtroom. And now my statement says, no longer does it say Dina Hinshaw versus Patrick King. It states the Queen, Her Majesty the Queen versus Patrick King. So now, where's my accuser? If the Queen is my accuser, I get to address my accuser. Well, lo and behold, they find out that everything I did is absolutely phenomenal. They can't believe it. I'll still remember the look on the faces. So I reiterated again, the Chief Medical Officer of Health of Alberta, Ms. Dina Hinshaw, and AHS and the Alberta provincial government do not have the material evidence I request for the isolation of SARS-CoV-2. And when the judge said that, these two stenographers, or a stenographer and a clerk, just went like this.
Yeah.
And their jaws dropped to the floor.
Yeah, they must have looked at the judge like, "What are we supposed to type this?
Yeah.
Do you really want this on the record? I mean, this is amazing stuff. And it's so simple when you think about it. This is so simple. You have essentially taught the world exactly what they need to do to liberate themselves. I mean,
that's right.
But the problem lies, and of course we're going to have to battle uphill because we have a compromised judiciary, a corrupt judiciary. You have to get before a judge that's actually going to rule impartially.
Yep.
But okay, well, the problem with this, the rest of this, because you got to finish your story. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So what happens now is, and in my closing remarks, I told the judge, I said to your honor, I said, thank you very much. And I looked at the Crown Prosecutor and I said, thank you very much. And to the Attorney Generals that decided to come in the room for a $1,200 ticket, I got Ottawa listening now. Thank you to each and every one of you because you taught me everything I need to know to be the loudest, proactive advocate for everybody across Canada, let alone North America and the world. Because now we know exactly what you guys are doing to us. We have it on record. We have the proof. And you know what? I get these transcripts this afternoon. I wish I would have had them before you called me this morning because then I would have been able to provide it to you. And hopefully maybe we can do a sequel to this when I have it all. But in the transcripts, I stated, and I know they're shaking in their boots. So when I said, I'm going to start teaching people exactly what they need to do because we were that close. They got me on what's called a jurisdictional challenge, which the judge advocated for me to subpoena Dina Hinshaw because she has to. But what she didn't do was tell me the appropriate direction to go to. So I used a justice of the peace who signed the subpoena. Well, it's a judge who needs to sign the subpoena, not a justice of the peace. So they got me on the jurisdictional challenge, but they also violated my rights in doing so. So now there's a process that we're going to go through, and hopefully I can't divulge too much more. But now what I can do is, with all these transcripts to everybody else, and they made a point in my court case, the Rook versus Alberta case, where they've summoned everybody who had violated any of these COVID rules. They're waiting on the determination of thousands and thousands of tickets and summonses, and the results of those will come. Well, what we did was we laid the foundation for everybody's court case now. So everybody's court case will go exactly the way I am, and what they need to do, and everybody needs to do, is you need to challenge the Public Health Act in your provinces, in your states, in your wherever you are. You file a challenge against these health acts, and that way the judge has no recourse. She has to subpoena the government officials that are responsible for this. So now we're going to get them all on the stand.
I mean, I don't think I just want to make sure that everybody understands the magnitude of this. This isn't about a $1,200 fine or a ticket. This isn't about 1,000 of them. This is about ending COVID. Seriously, the narrative is dead. The virus has never been isolated. It doesn't exist. You can't prove its existence. Therefore, you cannot force me to do anything in the name of something that is non-existent.
That's right. And in the transcripts,
no vaccine, because it's not a vaccine anyways. No mask, no social distance, no limiting the gathering sizes. My kids should be able to return to school. Everybody is hugging again. My small business can reopen now. All of these things, that is the magnitude of this.
It's so empowering to know that we got it on the record, because what I said right after was the science doesn't matter. And in the top of the Alberta Public Health Act, it says, I, Dina Hinshaw, formulate this Public Health Act under the COVID-19 pandemic. That means you would have had to have the proof and the science in order to write that Public Health Act for the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, now, I'm sorry, you messed up. You wrote and said on the record in the court of law that you don't have the material evidence. And when I said that, they said, well, the science doesn't matter. I said, oh, no, the science has to matter. This isn't about your public opinion. This isn't about your personal preference.
That's right.
I don't care who's pulling your strings and telling you you have to do this. But you know when they put their name, I, Dina Hinshaw, that was a setup. Because when this goes down, she's going to get the bus. And that's why they do this. Because they knew this whole time that this was never isolated. They know what they're doing. They know what the part of this scheme is. And I don't know the background of your show, how far I can go into this, but it all comes down to the result of this one world organization that wants to make sure that they have power over everybody across the globe.
Complete.
So they're unfortunately attempting to bankrupt our country under the guise of a false pandemic.
That's right.
And everybody's just following along like a sheep. You have no to the viewers, the implications of this and the repercussions of what are going to happen from this are absolutely devastating. The world, you know it right now, will not exist. And that is what they're attempting to do. We are attempting to stop this under professional literature and professional presentations. When we do this, I'm just an average Joe, but I do know enough that I know there's something wrong. And if I don't do something, who am I? Who? What does that make me? Just stand back and let it happen.
Especially being a father of two kids that you would lay down on railroad tracks without even thinking.
There's something else to that, too.
Yeah.
My oldest son, who's 17 years old, got the vax. He's double vaxxed. And it killed me. And I tried to fight him on it, and I tried to just wait. I got them in court. Now, if my son goes down, you ain't going to see me in court of law. You're going to see me on the streets with every other parent, with every other loved one, with every other person out there. And we're going to start to make this shake. We're going to shake the house because they are about to take all our families away. They've already taken our livelihoods. They've already taken our rights away. They're trying to censor everything that we say. Believe it or not, Stu, I would have to say I'm one of, if not the most censored Canadian out there right now. I cannot have Facebook. I cannot even use Google. They're not giving me any ways or any means to get my information out to people. They're blocking me in every single way. And when they start doing that, you know you're onto them. You know you're doing you're doing the right thing. So with my son being vaxxed, I get it. He's got an opportunity to go to Tokyo for university, to Aerospace Engineering University. He's a smart kid. So I get why he did it. But there are millions of kids out there. There are millions of adults out there that are under the same guise that they needed to get this because it was, you know, in order to travel. That is absolute false. And everything that they're trying to put in, look at Australia. There's police officers attacking people on the streets and sticking needles in their arms.
Yeah.
There's military presence going to communities. I highly recommend that everybody out there start following what's going on because it's in every country this is going to start to happen. And it's the end game. And unfortunately, we're a little bit behind the eight ball right now, but we're still moving in the right direction. And I know what we're doing is about to blow up. Now you've got Alberta saying no mask mandates. Now you've got them retracting everything they said. Kids are going to school with no masks on, all this stuff, blah, 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 blah. They pulled the pin, but we've already said it, and we will get them, and then they will make it look like it's their idea.
I got to leave it right there. I'm running up against a hard break. But Patrick King, man, absolutely incredible stuff. When you get those documents that you want released together, we are not the mainstream media, but our audience is much bigger than theirs. They hate that,
I love
by
it.
The way. Ranked number 3, by the way, in America, this little Stu Peters show that the mainstream media loves to hate. We will post all of those documents at stupeters.tv. Fighting back is what it's all about. You have done that. And speaking of which, here in the United States, I have received so many countless emails. Hey, my job is going to make me get this thing. They're threatening to fire me, all of this stuff. Guess what? That is not legal for them to do. America's Frontline Doctors legal director is up next on the Stu Peters Show. Go nowhere.
Well, 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 well. Now, I seem to remember, and I don't know what the holdup is. In Europe, we've had people that the Nuremberg Project and all this other stuff, and they've been cooking away with all the stuff that the virologist and the microbiologist and all the good people are saying. But, folks, one guy in Canada, and you should have seen the look on this guy's face. He is a happy man, and he should be. He should be very proud. His family should be proud of him. Everybody in Canada should be proud of this man.
Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
No one can be said. What we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La.
Just like the woman, after the AP put out the phony story, named hospitals in Florida, she decided to get her little recording device and picture-taking device and go to the supposed hospital that's bursting the seams. They can't take any patients in because they're just loaded down with COVID-19. The ramifications of what this man did, Patrick King, is monumental. These guys in Europe with their tens of thousands of doctors, and we're going to lead the fight and we're going to put an end to this COVID crap. A concerned father of two in Canada, in Alberta, Canada, did this in court, had the precedent set. And by the guy's own story, they brought the big guns in. And there's not a damn thing they can do about it. Not a damn thing. Because they had a judge that did the right thing as being a judge. Huge. Huge. Because you see what they're doing here. You know, my question to my audience was, these people have demonstrated they're willing to do, willing and able to do anything. What's going to be next? Well, we saw what was next. Well, if you're unvaccinated and you work for this corporation, you can't work here. You're fired. What did they do to the hospital in Dallas? This went viral around the globe at light speed. Well, if you don't get the vaccination, we're going to fire you. There have been recommendations coming from the federal government that all people in healthcare be vaccinated, otherwise you cannot be in healthcare. We knew this was a load of hutta. This is the globalists, the New World Order, their Great Reset. Take total control. And they just got kicked in the nads. Excuse that expression, but I cannot put it any other way. And they got kicked hard. They're still doubled over and they have not come up for a breath. I want to keep on kicking them. Because the next thing on the block is, oh, well, guess what? You know, we put you through the indignities because of the threat of terrorism in our airports. Yeah, we even allowed the brainless minimum wage people to fondle your crotch for the safety of the flying public. Well, now what they're up to is you can't fly unless you can show proof that you've been vaccinated. And I forget who the person was that sent me the form, the official form, the vaccination form. Yeah. We got a copy of that. And this was the grand plan here in the U.S. and around the world to go after those anti-vaxxers, those horrible people that are threatening the lives of millions of other people because they're just walking petri dishes, and they're going to infect everybody. Ah, the horror of it all. It takes good people to push back. And I cannot stress this enough. I start saying that we have got to be citizen journalists. I don't care if you've never written. I don't care if you're not really a journalist. You can collect data. You can collect evidence. Are you tired of being afraid? Are you tired of being frightened of what tomorrow may bring? We'll make the difference today. What the hell are you waiting for? There's been enough on your plate that's been going on all around you that it's consumed you in any town, USA. And what are you waiting for? Somebody else to stand up for you? Well, I'm ashamed to call you a fellow American. To literally watch your country burning down around you and you stand there and you do nothing. I don't even think you deserve to be in this country. I was not forced. I was not mandated. I voluntarily took the course in my life that I took because it was the right thing to do no matter how long it took. 10 20, 30, 40 years. I don't care. It must be done. What are you waiting for? Have you shown up at your school board? Had you told them to take their critical race theory and the poisoning of your children's mind? Have you told them enough is enough? Have you been a part of that? Or you've been quietly sitting back and just quietly, very quietly, cheering others that are doing the job that you should take on as being your own. We need patriots! And we need them now! The hell are you waiting for?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up?
Former Obama official demands a no-fly list for unvaccinated. Says they should face scorn.
Ooh.
You know, I have this private fantasy of lining all the communists up against a wall and having a lot of ammunition. De Blasio has come out and said Biden's New York City vaccinate mandate should be copied nationwide. See what I'm saying here, folks? They are dead serious about making you weak or dead by vaccinating you over the scam of a century. Kind of like the scam that you saw in 2008 with the mortgage-backed securities. Same idea, different scam. Australian health officials are telling their people, and this is this, the guy in Canada, Patrick King, they were talking about police literally tackling people and jabbing them with the vaccine in Australia. That's a true story. Now they're telling people, don't go anywhere near your grandkids if you're unvaxxed. Over a killer flu that never existed. CDC had to admit, I guess we got to stop using that PCR test kit because it can't distinguish between COVID-19 and a regular flu. They're lying again. Because the people out there with their little emails and their phone calls and personal contact have been spreading the information to the point that these guys have to do the Texas two-step and they have forgotten how to dance. They're trapped. They're trapped in a web of their own lies. So what's the only way out of it? Well, we got to lie more. See, there's the problem. Truth versus falsehood. Yeah. You got to keep telling those lies, and then what happens with liars when they have to keep lying? They trip themselves up with their own lies. And it seems the only way to get crooked politicians out of office anymore is to accuse them of what? Sexual impropriety? Well, I'm sorry. What's being pushed on our children? Oh, sex. You can do anything you want at any age you want. People thought I was joking when I said Ruth Bader Ginsburg's husband was in the Man-Boy Love Association. They thought I was kidding. I was not kidding. This is how systemic and sick the institutions of our government, our justice system, has become. There's no justice out there anymore, folks. There is not. And when that pillar cracks and crumbles under any society, the society goes down. Not kind of, sort of, not maybe. It goes down. Well, according to Breitbart, gee, first I heard about this. Have you heard anything about a walkout Wednesday, Mike? Yeah, okay. You didn't hear, and neither did I. Now, thankfully, this is not this Wednesday we're talking about. The grassroots movement protesting mandatory COVID vaccines as named Wednesday, August 11th, Walkout Wednesday. Now, I wish we were so well connected in this country and it didn't matter what political camp you were in, you still knew the difference between right and wrong and you would stand up. Okay. I know. I said a long time ago, what about a national strike? Well, what union are you going to go to and convince them to convince their membership that, hey, you know, we got to put an end to this. We got to show this government. We got to show the people supposedly in a justice system, up to and including the Supreme Court, that we're not fooling around anymore. And we should do a nationwide strike. You know, rather than them. And it seems like a strange way to do it, because what have they been trying to do? Well, shut down this economy and shut down the world's economies. Manipulate it. Cause shortages. Drive people out of business. This 60-day moratorium that Joe Biden wants, he already knows that it's unconstitutional because the Supreme Court has already ruled in that direction. But they're going to try it again. And it will fail. Biden knowing that he's doing an unconstitutional thing. What kind of president is that? When he took the oath of office to protect and defend this country against enemies, foreign and domestic, the lawbreakers, the ne'er-do-wells, this guy already knows what he's doing is illegal, but he's going to do it anyhow. That's where we're at in this country now. and it can no longer be tolerated. It is not, they are not the life givers. You didn't come out of Uncle Sam's chute, okay? He didn't birth you. But they sure seem to want to control every aspect of your life, tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, to your own peril, mind you. What about those? What about all those good doctors in Europe that were gathering their forces together to smash this COVID-19 thing? A guy of really no particular talent in Alberta, Canada, decided to fight a $1,200 ticket. And he kicked their ass. Kicked their ass! Wow. Did you choose that headline, by the way? Homosexual predator Andrew Napolitano leaves Fox after years? Always in the article, okay. I was going to say, gee, Mike, you've become harsh in your old age. So what are they doing in other parts of the world here against this COVID crap? Ben Swan.
For the third weekend in a row, thousands of protesters have turned out here in the city of Athens to protest against mandatory vaccinations. Now, those protesters say it's not fair to call them anti-vax, that the situation is much more in-depth than that. And we're going to tell you why the situation here in Greece mirrors something that's happening in the United States and what to do about it. I'm Ben Swan in Athens, Greece, and this is Truth in Media.
Sorry, Ben, while you're over there in Greece, there was somebody in Canada you need to talk to.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. A lot to get to today. We're going to show you pictures from these protests that continue to happen here in Athens, Greece. So many people are pushing back against this idea of mandatory vaccination, specifically mandatory for healthcare workers. We'll break down exactly what they're saying in just a minute. But before we do, a shout out to our sponsor for this episode, Create Tailwind and createtailwind.com. If you want to get control of your financial future, you need to talk to the guys at Create Tailwind. Bob Burnett and Jim Oliver, they will teach you the Austrian economic principle of infinite banking and how to secede from the banking system. Talk to him today. createtailwind.com. All right, so back here to Athens, Greece, where for 3 weekends in a row, as I mentioned, there have been massive protests of people saying no to mandatory vaccinations, specifically vaccinations that are being ordered by the Prime Minister here for people who are healthcare workers who are working in medical fields. Those workers say they should not be forced to be vaccinated. Here are some of the pictures from across the city as thousands turned out in front of the Parliament building saying no to those mandatory vaccines, waving flags, carrying wooden crosses. This is called the Free Again movement here in Greece. They are pushing back. In fact, in their last gathering, about 5,000 anti-vaccine protesters stood up and said no to Greece's coronavirus vaccination program, again, requiring that all healthcare...
Let me just stop this for one moment. By the way, as Ben Swan is recording these crowds, there are still people in the crowd protesting the vaccination while wearing a mask. Jeez. I'm sorry. Had to point that out.
Workers be vaccinated. Now, it's important to know that about 41% of all Greeks have been vaccinated against coronavirus, but that means less than half of the population has been. And again, much like the United States, it's not because people are unable to access a vaccine. In fact, in most cases, many of these protesters say they know about the vaccine, they have access to it, they've done the research, and they still don't want it. Listen to this.
It's not an anti-vaccine movement. These are people that have thought about it and want their freedom.
That is the core of what's happening here. That statement right there, that these protesters say we know what it is and we refuse to accept being forcibly vaccinated is an important one because it raises enormous questions across the world. You know, here in Greece, the birthplace of democracy, the birthplace of where people have a right to choose their elected leaders and to speak for themselves, to not merely have mandates handed down to them, it is kind of a stunning contrast to what's happening right now. In the birthplace of democracy, we see the end of democracy. As soon as governments tell people what they must inject into their bodies, does democracy really survive? Especially when the people are saying no. Again, there are lots of Greeks who have been vaccinated. Nothing wrong with that. The issue are for those who say, I don't want to be vaccinated. Should they be forced? Should they be compelled to be vaccinated? And that is, of course, the big conflict here. But it goes back to something that's happening in the United States, something we need to keep a close eye on. Because right now, there is a huge push of private employers who are now mandating the vaccine. Big tech companies, Netflix, Facebook, Google, telling their workers, you must be vaccinated or you're fired. Big hedge funds like BlackRock are telling their employees, if you do not get vaccinated, you will be terminated. And that's very important for us to consider, because remember this, that in many countries around the world, it's been a top-down approach from government ordering mandated vaccines. That's why there's such a pushback in France, in Italy, in Greece, and all across Europe. In the United States, we haven't gone that route. Instead, the goal has been for the government to not mandate and instead convince private employers to force their employees to get vaccinated. It was supposed to be this strategy the first time around. It didn't happen. That's why this time around, we've seen major companies now taking part in the strategy, saying they will force their employees. And of course, it raises legal questions. Whether or not it's legal, whether or not it's allowed. The fact that it's not coming from government, does that make it legal? Or do individuals still have rights even when employers demand that they take part in a forced medical procedure? It is the question that surrounds everything happening in the United States right now. We'll continue to follow it from here and when we get back. Guys, thanks for watching. By the way, if you're not getting access to our episodes, be sure to send me a text at the number on your...
You know, Ben, there's just one thing in that report that troubles me. The birth of democracy. The birth of democracy. Yeah, the founders could have put together a democracy for this country. They could have put a monarchy together. They could have done, you know, the king-queen thing. Could have done a lot of different things. But the idea of freedom, oh, it is so fragile and so, oh. The difference between real freedom and a government that looks the other way temporarily, not to hammer you for one administrative reason or another. There is a difference. And I got this through the years, and it used to just anger me to no end. That the damn fools that were in there arguing, well, the founders, they were deists, and, oh, you know, Ben Franklin going over to England in those sex clubs. Yeah. I look at what men produce. Not what they talk about, but what they produce. And the only difference in the human condition between the time the founders instituted a new government in this country till today is technology. That's about the only thing that's changed. I'm sorry, did you grow a third eye? Grow a sixth finger on your right hand? Did we evolve? Did something happen? No, we're the same. Back then, they used feathers and inkwells. Today, we got ballpoint pens. They used whale oil, lamp oil, candles. What do we have today? Yeah, we got light bulbs. They used to have to put a guy on a horse to ride from town to town to spread news. Now we got the internet, or we can simply pick up a telephone. Human beings haven't changed. And the founders were smart enough to recognize that. This is why they went through the whole process of the Declaration, of writing the Constitution, the first 10 amendments. We got 27 amendments now, and half of them really shouldn't be there, but be that as it may. Ben, drop this democracy thing, man. I have only heard a couple people publicly pronounce democracy. This is a republic. Everybody mouths those same words, and we all know you repeat the lie often enough, people begin to believe it.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
And the reason why the federal government's going to push for mandatory vaccination, that's because the Center for Disease Control, the people that have patents on vaccines, the people that are not a governmental organization, they are a private company for profit. Pushing for nationwide mandatory vaccine tracking database of all Americans, even after admitting the vaccine is failing. J.D. Hayes said that if it wasn't obvious after Democrats used the COVID pandemic to steal Donald Trump's reelection, they would ride the outbreak into perpetual power and destroy the Bill of Rights, then maybe now, months into the Biden regime, it becomes clearer. After tens of millions of Americans were persuaded to take the COVID-19 vaccine, by the way, I wanted to mention, if you noticed in Ben Swan's report, 41% of the people in Greece were vaccinated, and I'll stand by my statement, public statement, that between 40 and 43% on average globally, not to 50%, not 70%, none of that, they only managed to suck in about 40% of the world's population. At any rate, now, after tens of millions of Americans were persuaded to take a COVID-19 vaccine on the promise that it would be a pathway back to normalcy, we're now learning that the regime lied about that as well. What's more, there's an effort afoot to not only mandate vaccines without the government mandating them, but to track all Americans once they've gotten the jab. Biden and his handlers know that the federal government cannot simply mandate that all Americans get the vaccine. First of all, they're all experimental, and secondly, the government has no constitutional authority to do so. Successive federal courts would strike it down, and the Supreme Court would uphold those cases. So instead, the regime is counting on the left-wing allies in corporate America, many of which are following the regime lead in forcing federal workers to get the shot if they want to maintain their employment. Private companies can do what they want if they feel it's in the best interest of their employees. So there is a mandate without really mandating the vaccine. And once companies begin their mandating the vaccines, then the regime can consider the next step in using the pandemic to exert control. Vaccine tracking databases, which will eventually be used to create COVID-19 passports, which will be used to further control our movements and activities. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention head Dr. Rochelle Walensky, I want to see her butt in court when the dust settles. I want to see him start going to jail. I want to see this crap over with. And do it in such a way, ladies and gentlemen, that the next clown that comes out to do some dastardly stuff thinks twice, because there's going to be a price to that. A steep price. She essentially admitted as much in recent days, which alarmed Representative Greg Murphy, Republican out of North Carolina. I think if we see more and more people who are vaccinated, our children are vaccinated, we have full vaccination in schools, we have full vaccination in teachers, all of those are documented. It's not over. It's the beginning of salvo of the taste of victory. Folks, quit being sheep. It's our turn to start being the wolves. Please support this network, ladies and gentlemen. Please. It's one of the last bastions of freedom of speech left out there as a functioning, full-service network, satellite included. Please support us. Do not let us go by the wayside. If I could crap money, I'd be in the corner right now with my pants down. But that ain't going to happen. Haven't found the money that grew on the trees, neither. Please support our endeavors, folks. Be in a victory dance, not in a funeral procession.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.